Hello and welcome. You're listening to the You Do Woo podcast, and I'm your host, Allison Cullen. I'm a mom with a background in business and counseling, but I've always been tapped into the more woo-woo side of everyday life. I'm here to take you on an exploration of your spirituality, give you helpful life hacks, help you on this evolution through motherhood, and give you a weekly dose of useful woo. If you need your cup filled, your mind expanded, and you want to increase your manifestation abilities at the same time, you've come to the right place. Let's get started. Happy Wednesday, you guys. Happy end of November. December is 2 days away. How crazy is that? If you're listening to this in real time, today's Wednesday, the last Wednesday in November. And I'm really excited for today's episode. So you're going to be hearing from my girl, Brittany Hybor. She is an HR executive. She is a fellow podcast host. She is a coach. And I love her so much. She has been in my world for a little over a year. And then she has been part of my mastermind for the past 4 months or so. And it's been sort of crazy what all has changed in her life since being in the mastermind. And I'm not saying that it's just being in the mastermind that has been magical for her, but I think it's just having a small shift in perception because of who she's been surrounding herself with on a weekly basis, sometimes daily basis, depending how much we've been in our Voxer group. And just these small little ways of thinking that she's adjusted in the past 4 months have made some of the like longer term manifestations in her life happen really fast. Like just 1 month into the change. It's sort of nuts. And I can't wait for y'all to hear her story about this. But one thing I did want you guys to know, I've had a few people reach out about signing up for the mastermind, and please reach out to me, send me a DM on Instagram, because depending on when you are listening to this, the mastermind might be open again. But for right now, I'm closing it for the winter, and I'll probably check again around March or April 2024 to see if I'm going to do a 3 or 6 month version of it. I will let you guys know. But for now, what I'm doing instead of the full-fledged mastermind is I'm doing monthly microminds. And when I'm recording this, when it's coming out, there might not be any spots left. So send me a DM. We have 3 spots left in the one that starts on December 1st on Friday. And if we have one more spot and somebody doesn't DM me until like next Monday, I'll probably let you in. So just send me a DM, just say 5 spot, and I will get with you on that. I'm probably going to do it every month. I'm sort of checking my capacity each month for this micromind, but I'm for sure doing it for December and most likely for January. So if for some reason December's a little crazy for you and you'd prefer to put your name in the waitlist for January, send me a DM as well. Just say 5 spot January. Otherwise, would love to have you in here starting this week. It's going to be a really, really good group. The women that are in that group so far, I'm getting ready to create our Voxer group. They're both really great. One I have known for several years, and one I just met in the past month, but we clicked immediately, and she is just amazing. So you'll love the people that are in here. You do not have to have a podcast to join us for December's group, but I have a feeling that's what we're going to really dive into. We can talk about whatever you want to: human design, relationships, money, your career goals, parenting, whatever you want to talk about, we can talk about it. But I do think that podcasting is going to be a pretty big subject for this one that starts on Friday. So if you have a podcast that maybe you already started, but you'd like to grow it and monetize it, and or if a podcast is on your list to create in 2024, this would actually be a perfect group for you to join. That's what I have for y'all as far as admin and behind the scenes stuff. Y'all are going to love this episode. Please share it, tag me, tag Brittany, share it far and wide because it's a really good one. Enjoy, and I'll see y'all in December. Welcome back to the podcast, you guys. I hope everybody had an amazing Thanksgiving. We are all the way into the holiday season, and I know it gets a little bit hectic and full schedule and chaotic sometimes during these next few weeks. So I couldn't think of a better person to bring to you today than Miss Brittany Hybor. She is in my mastermind, and she is a podcast host, a coach, and has been a professional in the HR realm for almost a couple decades now. But she's very big on coaching women to help sort of realize their capacity and simplify their lives and just up level in every way, but all based around capacity. And so that's really one thing I want to talk to you guys about today. She has a lot of fun topics to chat about, but I'm really excited to have her on. Brittany, thank you so much for joining us on the You Do Woo podcast. How are you doing today?
I am doing pretty fabulous, and we'll kind of get into where I am right now and why I'm where I'm at, but I'm on a little solo business life retreat, so I'm feeling pretty refreshed as a mom to two littles, mm-hmm. for sure, and I'm so honored to be here.
So excited to talk to you today. Tell us a little bit about you and your background, where you live, a little bit about like growing up, and then your career so far.
Yeah. Allison was like, can you give your story in 5 minutes? And I was like, I will do my best. But as she knows, I'm not a woman of few words. But, you know, like when I thought about just like where to start with my story, I think, you know, Allison mentioned, I am an HR professional. I have a background in psychology. I've kind of always loved kind of the human mind and how humans work. And that's kind of why I landed in human resources. I at one point wanted to get my PhD, but then I was like, no, thank you. That much school, which is what landed me in getting my master's in HR. And, you know, a little bit about my story and kind of why I've landed in this place of helping women in this way is just how I've operated most of my life from the standpoint of high achiever, perfectionist, always performing, which is a part of my human design that I learned that Allison talked about and how that can be good and also how that can show up and not be as great and always looking for that external validation. And so that's what really my career and even my life was kind of built on is performing and how can I get that next accolade and how can I show up as someone who has it all together yet on the inside didn't feel that way and kind of built my career on that. I was seen as a high potential. I climbed the corporate ladder and got to a point where I was really burned out. And I was getting ready to have my second baby. We were still kind of in the pandemic. So this was about 2 years ago, 2021. And I was just overwhelmed, like I mentioned, burnt out. And literally, I think about this, like I felt like, I was sitting on the sidelines of my life, figuratively, but also literally. Like I was cringing when my firstborn was like asking me to play, to get up, to do things. And it wasn't out of like, I just don't like to play in that way with my kid. It was just like, I physically didn't have the energy to get up and play with him or do much of anything, just like kind of bare minimum. And I was like, I cannot imagine continuing to live life this way, to bring a second child into this world and be this mom, this woman. And so I was like, you know, enough is enough. And I realized that a lot of it came down to my health. That is where the catalyst for change happened for me is I made my health a non-negotiable. I had always, and I'll talk about the masterclass that I'm going to be doing, but a lot of it came from the thought patterns I had about myself on how I'm just not healthy. I just have always been the bigger friend. I, you know, all these stories about how health is hard for me. Mm-hmm. And so I had to really get past that and really understand what does healthy look like for me. And I started really focusing on mind, body, and spirit work at the beginning of my journey. I got in a health program. I actually became a health coach because it changed my life completely. So that's where the coaching piece kind of comes in. Mm-hmm. I did that while on maternity leave. So I talked about being in corporate America. Yeah, I was like, you know, why not? But that's where I realized I was creating more capacity because people would ask me, how do you have time? One, like, we know you're not sleeping because you got a second one.
Yeah.
You know, we know that you're just like two for me rocked my world. It wasn't like this easy, seamless transition. Like it rocked us to our core. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And we wanted to, but it was just like, it was a lot. We had a firstborn who was high energy, deep feeling, not an independent player, needed us full on. And so managing all of that, but somehow I still had capacity to build a business, to find what lit me up from a career perspective and from a life perspective. And it all came down to my mental capacity and my physical capacity. A lot of people think of capacity as like getting more time in the day, right? But that's where my journey started. And as I continued kind of down that journey, I went back full time to my corporate job, and I'm been in learning and development, that part of HR, for the last almost a decade. And I just kept realizing that there was this itch for helping women do what I was able to do. There were so many women talking about being overwhelmed and feeling stuck and feeling like, well, this is just the season I'm in. When you're with littles and you're juggling all the things, like, this is just life. And I was like, no, it does not have to be this way. And so I got a business coach, and this business coach actually, Allison, is how we got connected, but she helped me see something inside of me. She was like, let's look at what you just did and your experience and expertise, because my background in HR and psychology, all of that, and L&D really helped me kind of craft or quickly kind of hone in on my craft as well as my own experiences and really start to build out my brand, Unlock Her Co, which is really about unlocking your full potential, which starts with unlocking the capacity needed to design and step into a life that lights you up. And maybe that is to look at your career different, or maybe I work with female entrepreneurs too, right? Like we are, our plates are full, and how do we create capacity? And I think about it from an internal operating system. Like I really think of myself as kind of like the COO coming in to help you, not just from an external perspective, which is a lot of thing, a lot of what people think about with COOs, but it's also helping you figure out your internal operating system as well. Yeah. So that's kind of my story. But yeah.
You guys have to go, two things real quick that I'm going to put in the show notes. You have to go follow Brittany on Instagram. I'll put her Instagram in the show notes below and sort of scroll back and see this transformation she's talking about in like with your eyes. And then also you share a lot of that story deeper on your podcast. So I'm going to link both of those and totally go check her out there. But I met you, I think, in the middle of this transformation about a year ago or so, and you had already had quite the physical transformation. And it's really neat to see this second half of the transformation happening. And part of that, we don't have to get into this too much because this isn't what this episode is about, but part of that was really taking a look at your mental and spiritual health, a little bit physical too, but your relationship with alcohol. And I know that's something that you just celebrated 6 months of being alcohol free. And that's been a huge up level too. And I want people to know too, like the first year and a half or two, really 2 years of your transformation, you still were drinking. So you were still able to shed weight and up level and do all of these things with alcohol in your life. So sometimes people try to like make all these changes. And removing alcohol will fast track it, I promise you. But, you know, you did it in baby steps. And it's so crazy because I just saw this post on Instagram the other day. I think it was yesterday that said it was like this thing where it's like, I would do anything for my kids. And it's like, really, would you get healthy? Like what? You know, and it's like, that's such a huge deal because people are, you know, we're trying to work and pay the bills and keep up with everything and whatever. But one thing that makes all of that easier is getting healthy because it creates more capacity.
1000%. And it makes me think of just this point. And this comes to alcohol and the changes. But when I talk about, I mean, I'm at almost 2 years, Ava Lynn, my second born, her birthday's beginning of December. So really at the 2 year mark of what I talk about doing the 1% every day. Mm-hmm. And it's not perfect. And it's not, to your point, doing all of it overnight, but it's really asking myself, like the question I ask myself, and again, I don't always answer it in the healthiest way because it's not about perfection, but it's just like, what would the healthiest version of me do in this situation? Mm-hmm. And like for all, you know, a year and a half, like alcohol was still a part of the picture. It ingrained, like I have a podcast episode on it that you can share in the notes that talks a little bit more in detail, but it was just like, I wasn't going to be ready. Mm-hmm. I didn't even have the capacity, again, going back to the word capacity, to even think about making what I call that uncommon decision to release it because it was so ingrained into my life. It wasn't this like, you know, some people are like, I drink every once in a while. Like, you know, that was like, you know, like I wasn't like an alcoholic. I talked about not getting to rock bottom, but yeah, like I kept looking at my life of like, okay, I'm looking to hold more. So what different decisions am I going to make to hold even more?
Yeah. Yeah. Anyways, that is something I wanted to point out, because if you are someone who's there, maybe you've made a lot of health changes and you're sort of at a plateau, the alcohol deal is a really great way to fast track that. And I loved your podcast episode on that because it's very like non-judgmental. It's not black and white. It's very like you talk about all of the nuances with it, and it was just beautiful. So I'm gonna link that below because I loved that. Okay. So I'm excited for this because we are doing video for this podcast episode as well. I'm getting ready to put my videos out on YouTube. And so Brittany's going to be one of the first episodes that I put out. And I'm excited because she is right now in a tiny house in the middle of nowhere. So Brittany, share with us a little bit about the tiny house and what you're doing this week and how you got the idea to do this crazy thing this week.
Yeah. I mean, again, this episode is coming at like the most perfect time, and we could have done this on a different day, but I was like, no, I think it'll be
really so perfect.
You know, thought this would be really fun to do it in the midst of this business and life retreat that I'm doing. And I need to give credit where credit is due. Melissa Hinault, I think I'm saying her last name correctly. She is a rock star in the LinkedIn space, in the entrepreneur space. Like, she did direct sales, came from corporate America. Like, she is, yeah. And she is big on the woo and the work. So like, yeah. I love her for that reason. As well as you talk about both things on the podcast. And I listened to a throwback episode from her probably about 2 months ago that was all about business planning for the next year. And so she had dropped it at the perfect time to start thinking about, hey, you might want to start planning your business for next year. If you're the CEO of your business, it's time to step out of just shooting from the hip. And I am actually in one of her programs right now called LinkedIn Method Academy. And one of the first things she shared with us on there is like, do you have an expensive hobby, or are you the CEO of your business? And that really stuck with me, which then when I listened to this episode, I was like, oh, like I'm there, because I really, and that's not like, I don't feel bad about operating this way like it is the reason I am where I am today. If I didn't just like do the 1% and keep moving and keep showing up, like I would not be here today. But it's time. It's time to step into what I've been calling my CEO era, not just in my business, but in my life too. Mm-hmm. And so this episode really walked you through how to take yourself on a solo retreat. She talks about 4 days or 5 days, because that's ideal. But I would just say, like, whether you can get away for 24 hours or a few hours or a couple of days, like anything will help to create white space to really think about. She talks about the why and the what and the how of your business, and really looking at your numbers, looking at your intent, setting an intention for the year. Like, why are you doing this business in the first place? And really grounding in like, what is your dream revenue? And like, what do you want to do with that? And like getting really, really specific and intentional about how you want to your, how you want your life to look and feel like next year. And how do you build your business integrated with your life, not separately or over your life, which I love. But the only way to do that is to carve out time to sit quietly. Like yesterday, I sent a picture into our mastermind to Allison, and I'm like, it was calm. I'm on a lake. And weirdly, because I'm in Minnesota, which I don't think I shared that earlier.
Yeah.
I'm in Minnesota. I'm in a small, where I'm staying is in a small town in Minnesota. And it was just like serene. And like, I just sat with my thoughts, and I don't do that a lot. Like I talked about being a high achiever, the do. Like I have been, that's why I wanted, I've always wanted to be in Allison's world, because the big reason I chose to be in your mastermind, I tell you this all the time, is to really rewire that that heavy masculine energy that is absolutely important, but bring the feminine energy up a bit more. And that's what this week was all about for me.
I love that so much. So yeah, before we pressed record, she was telling me a little bit about the tiny house, and she like basically gave me a whole tour in 30 seconds because it's a tiny house. So that's so exciting. And I actually have this on my to-do list to do. I don't know if I'm going to do a couple of days the week between Christmas and New Year's, or maybe early January, but I just think it's a fabulous idea, and I've never done it before since I've had this business. So, and since I've had kids. And I think that's one thing too. If you're a mom, like you sort of have to get out of your house and out of your normal routine and environment, because if you do it at home, you'll find yourself decluttering and doing laundry and playing catch up on like household things or whatever. But if you go put yourself in a hotel room or a tiny house, that's not happening. You're not going to have all those distractions. So I'm really proud of you for going ahead and doing this early. You know what? Okay, this just came through. This is not on my notes for our episode today, but I wonder if this is part of your business for the future, like having a week-long retreat in like September or October of each year for women to come and actually do this.
Yeah. Yeah. It's interesting that you bring that forward, because when I was going through my offers for next year, and even just an offer that I'm thinking about dropping this in December/January is kind of a CEO her session or retreat or whatnot. I mean, right now I'm thinking more like a 90-minute intensive to help you really work through what do you want next year to look like? Again, to step into your CEO era and really looking at your life and your business, or maybe you're listening and you're not building a business, but you're climbing the corporate ladder and you want to do things differently, like looking at that differently and really setting up, like I talked about earlier, the external and internal operating systems and plans to really make that happen. Because I'm a big believer, it's not just like those external systems to put in place, like it's internal work that you got to do to really get there. And sometimes that's the hardest work and the work that takes a bit more time. Totally. But I wanted to go back before I forget to your point about being a mom, because I did not bring up how I made this happen, because I am a mom to two littles. Though I was working a full-time corporate job, this incredible thing happened. And this week actually is I believe my faith is super important to me. Like God was like, this is happening this week, because I'm actually transitioning next week into part-time. Yeah. And that was after I had set this, this week. So just again, a really incredible transition as I think about having more capacity. And I have episodes on that too, if you're trying to get to that place and create more capacity and all that good stuff. But what I was thinking about is when I listened to that podcast episode that inspired this retreat, I literally immediately texted my husband. Like I was on a walk and I was like, hey, I want to make this happen. And we had already said, like, we're not spending any more money this year. Like we've invested, we're at max. Like there's no, you know, we'd already agreed on that. And here I am asking for a financial investment, a time investment, an energy investment, all the things. But I got creative, and I actually have I asked it to be gifted for birthday and Christmas for my very generous parents. I know that is not like, I feel very blessed for that, but I was like, I don't need any material things. And my parents believe in what I'm doing. They believe in me. And so they generously helped fund this retreat. And my mother-in-law flew in, which was a gift to her because they live in Michigan and she doesn't get to spend as much time with the kids. So she felt really blessed to like, for us to need her to come in and help. So she's been with my husband all week, which is helpful for my husband. I mean, he would have been able to handle it on his own, like perfectly fine, but it was just a gift for everyone. And so this is just all to say, like, make the ask, whether it's a financial ask and, you know, a time ask, an energy ask, right? Or all of the above. Make the ask, because a lot of times we sit with these things and we just make up reasons and excuses of why this is never, maybe listening in and you're like, yeah, that's great that she has all that support. I would challenge you, because like those thoughts are not serving you well. We're going to talk about that in a minute, but I just wanted to share that because it wasn't this like easy decision made, but we got creative and we figured it out. And I can promise you, I'm going to be hitting my audacious revenue goal I set next year and making a significant impact next year because of what I'm doing now.
I think it's so important for moms to realize how much more capacity they can create for themselves if they get rid of perfectionism, if they learn how to ask for help and get scrappy, not in like a hustle way, like scrappy, like it's not like you're going to the one and only resort in Cabo, like you're at an Airbnb, tiny house Airbnb, right? It doesn't cost $700 a night. And like I have a friend, she's been on the podcast and I need to bring her back on. She's living in India right now. Every month she's somewhere new on this globe. It's nuts. She's a digital nomad and like teaches people how to be a digital nomad, but her name's Leah. And she stays places for free for house, plant, pet sitting.
Yeah,
so you can get scrappy.
Yes.
Yep.
I love that because it doesn't always have to come at a massive financial cost. Like, thank you for pointing that out. Like, you could do it. I mean, people are talking about, we're talking in our masterminds, like more trades happening. Mm-hmm. So like, is there a trade you could make? Yeah. Or does someone have the luxury of having a second home that you could, you know, that's empty? Or to your point, like who has a week where they're away and like you could give back by taking care of their house, their plants, their pets. So,
yeah. So it's just, I think so. I don't know. I had kids later. Like I had Caroline when I had was getting ready to turn 36. So I had gone through a, you know, 15 years of entrepreneurship and getting scrappy in different ways. And so walking into motherhood, I'm like, I have to ask for help. I have to get scrappy. Like I have to do these things to keep my sanity and to put myself first, essentially. Because if I don't put myself first, then I'm showing up not as a fun wife or mother whatsoever.
Yeah.
So absolutely agree. Let's talk a little bit about what you have going on in December, which is 2 days away. By the way, December is 2 days away. What in the world? I feel like we've been in a time warp the past 3 months. It's gone by so fast. So yeah, tell us a little bit about what you got a free offer going on next week. When does it open?
It is Thursday. I think it's December 7th. I'm going to look really fast, but it's the Thursday.
Yeah. Thursday, the 7th.
December 7th.
Yeah. Cool. Tell us about it.
Yeah. So I'm really excited because I also mentioned in my story that my second born was born. Her birthday is December 3rd. I'm always like, which kid? And so it just felt really timely to do a free masterclass. And this masterclass is all about mastering your mindset. So I talked about my shifts in my thoughts were a huge part of my catalyst for change. And my catalyst for change came after baby number two. And so it just felt really timely to bring a masterclass forward where I'm actually going to have you bring a thought that isn't serving you well, that's on repeat. Mm-hmm. Potentially this time of year, you're having thoughts like, I'm so overwhelmed. I wish I had more time. Maybe you have thoughts of guilt of like, man, like I feel like I'm not being a present mom, or I'm not showing up like I want to be, or I can't be in multiple places at once. Like just a lot of that, what I would call frantic energy driven by your thoughts. Mm-hmm. And what I wanted to do is offer a masterclass that was really actionable. So I could tell you all about kind of the research and the science around how your thoughts drive your beliefs and your beliefs drive your behaviors. And I'll give you a little bit of that, but I really wanted a masterclass where you could actually do the work. I'm a learning and development professional. I'm a huge believer in taking action. And so I'm going to actually help you work through that thought using a method called flip. So it's flipping your thought that isn't serving you well to a thought that's going to serve you better. And so I'm a huge fan of acronyms. So FLIP stands for first find the thought. Mm-hmm. So you find the thought that's on repeat. You probably have a handful that isn't serving you well. For example, like I'm going to use my health journey as an example. So the thought that I had, and I shared a little bit about this, is that I am the girl who always struggles to be healthy. I am not healthy. I've always been the bigger friend. So those were the thoughts that were on repeat for me that I found when I thought about how I was going to make some changes mm-hmm. with my health to get off the sidelines of my life. And then the L is learn from it. So what is true about this thought? Where is this thought coming from? What emotions do I have attached? Like that takes a little bit of time, like sit with that. I highly recommend journaling, which I know, Allison, you're a huge fan of, like, right? Like processing happens more quickly when we write things down. And then you have the I, identify a new one. So that's going to be identifying one that serves you better. So really, like for me, this is a thought I've carried through and I continue to have, is I'm a girl whose health is a non-negotiable. I am a healthy woman. Mm-hmm. I am someone who prioritizes my mental, physical, spiritual, and financial health. We didn't talk about the finance pieces because that came about a year later. Mm-hmm. Even if it looks different each day and each season I walk into. So filled with a lot of grace, which I hadn't had for myself for many, many years.
Yeah.
And then the P is pursue the new thought, because it's not just like you can come up with a new thought and you can be like, okay, I wrote it down and I could tell myself every day, but it's like, how do you actually take what I call the aligned action to make that thought a reality? And so that's where the question I shared earlier comes in, is like, what would a woman who operates from a healthy place do in this situation?
Yeah.
And so that's the question I ask so that my behavior can start to match my beliefs and my thoughts. And so that is what we work through in the masterclass. I know I gave you kind of like the Cliff Notes version, but we go deeper. You actually work through that with your thoughts. And then we really leave with an action plan of like, how am I going to use this in December? It's the perfect timing because people talk about this season being one of the busiest seasons, sometimes most stressful seasons when you think about mental, physical, mm-hmm. spiritual, and financial health. Like that happens in December. And so I want to equip you to walk through December with more peace, more joy, from a place of abundance. That's actually the word for me in 2024 is abundance. And I really just want to give you that feeling. And that all starts with your thought patterns.
I love it. I love it so much. And one thing that you just talked about was coming to these changes for yourself with grace. That is a really huge deal. And I'm not going to remember the exact quote, but I heard a quote somewhere. I think it was Carl Jung. So it was something about like, you can never make lasting changes through shame.
Yes.
So like, even if you lose a bunch of weight or make a bunch of money, if you sort of forced yourself through will and shame, the weight will come back on, the money yep. will go away. But if you can learn how to rewire your brain, which is what you teach, like you are NLP certified, getting NLP certified almost.
I am. So okay. Come June, we're going to be mainly, this is looking at your conscious.
Yeah.
It's going to help a little bit with subconscious, but I'm not quite there. That's going to be putting things out when I'm certified
in 2024
to get cool. to the subconscious. So this cool. is a good build.
So that's a huge deal too. And so you can consciously rewire your brain as well. And Brittany's amazing at doing this to give yourself more grace and to just unlearn and undo any of the shame cycles that you're in. Because if you make changes out of shame, they'll undo themselves. If you make changes giving yourself grace, even if it's baby steps, 1% slower change, those are things that are going to stick the rest of your life, right?
I love that, because that, for me, like, health is always just a good example as you think about this. And like, that was my story, is I was trying to get healthy from a place of shame and punishment. And like, my thoughts around working out and feeling my body were very like restrictive and out of mm-hmm. punishment. And to see a number on the scale change, or to get, talk about, my human design does have me like lean into validation, mm-hmm. but like learning that I don't need that external validation. I'm really looking on the inside for that validation. But like, a lot of my health journey in the past was like, did someone make a comment about how I look? And like, that validates that all my hard work is worth it, versus going internally and going, gosh, like, I love what I'm doing. I love who I am. I love the energy and the capacity and all of these things. And that it's deeper than skin deep, to your point.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I love this so much. I am going to be joining the masterclass. If anybody would like to join with me, it is 100% free. It's going to be about 90 minutes, you said?
60 to 90 minutes. So there'll be actually some open, like, hot seat coaching involved as well. So super interactive. It also will be recorded. So if you're like, because I get it, there's a lot going on. And mm-hmm. so if you sign up and you can't make it, you will also get served up the recording to kind of dig in when it works for you, because that matters to me.
Perfect. And how many days do you have left on your solo business retreat?
This is my last day. So this afternoon, I'm really focusing on the how, and really getting crystal clear on what my offers are going to look like and how they play into what's happening in my life next year. I really love that Melissa really challenges you to lay your life first and then mm-hmm. come in with your launches and your different offerings, knowing, like, for me, I'm going to create a little space to say, if I get inspired, like, you know, there's space and when I want to do that. But I know that I operate better with more structure, which mm-hmm. is not always what people love, like, right? Like, some people run their business very inspired and like want space for that. I have learned over the last year that having a bit more structure with the capacity that I do have really matters.
I love that so much. And just one little thing I wanted to brag on you about. So Brittany is a, like me, a pure sacral generator. And regardless of what type you are, like, just being in your energy is so magical. Brittany makes big things happen. Like, when she started my mastermind, she had a goal of being done with full time October 1st, 2024, right?
Yep.
And I know that you didn't 100% quit your corporate job. You've gone to part-time, but you weren't expecting to do that for a whole other year. And were able to do that a year early, which is just huge. And you weren't like forcing it or anything like that. You just created space. You created more capacity and allowed that to come in. But I feel like that was very much your following your sacral and following that still small voice inside of you, and knowing that you can make big things happen. Like, it's not, it doesn't, there's baby steps to some things, but like, it's really important to keep the, I don't know what word I'm trying to say, like, keep the idea that really magical, miraculous things can happen faster than you thought you would. Yeah. And Brittany helps you sort of to see that.
Yeah. And I would say, like, that's a huge test of it to stepping into your world and like learning about my human design, which I learned about a year ago, and then joined your mastermind, what, like four months ago mm-hmm. at this point? Cause I was like, I knew stepping into that and the trust piece was going to collapse time for me.
Yeah.
And that's what it did. But I had to do the work and I had to show up and I had to do a lot of like creating. We talked, the group and you always challenge me, like, where are you resting? And yes. I'm like, you know, and so like really seeing that and then being able to come back and teach that to the women in my community who are operating from a place of a lot of masculine energy and believing that productivity is based on doing more versus doing less and then doing more of what is really important to them, not to anyone else. Right. So that's been huge. And yeah, to your point, like collapse time and like part of me, like my faith is super important, was also trusting God's timing and way, and that his, my rejection, which I experienced a lot of that these last 6 months, like there was a lot of rejection and I was like, what is happening? And then things just started opening up, and that rejection was God's protection for what was lying ahead. Yes. And so just know that if you're sitting where you're like, I was like, I have so many irons in the fire, and I would come into Voxer and be like, what is happening? Like I feel, and you're like, just trust, like, are you creating, like, are you feeling the need to do? And I'm like, yes, because I feel like I'm not doing something right. And you're like, no, like, just trust and create space for it to actually happen. So,
yeah, I think that was one of the biggest things that you realized pretty fast. And now that you've been practicing it, it's like your magic potion or something. Like it's the whole, if nothing's working out, if you feel like it's challenge after challenge or challenge after challenge, it's like the be still.
Yeah.
Create space, stop doing, be still, and then see what comes in that you can respond to. Oh my gosh, this has been so good. I know that everybody listening has gotten like 7 different nuggets out of this. There's going to be so many resources in the show notes, so be sure to check out the show notes. Give Brittany a follow on Instagram. Go and subscribe to her podcast. I will put the alcohol-free episode here, but then you can listen to any of the newer ones as well. They're all amazing. And just send her a DM and tell her, hey, that you listened to this episode. And join us for next week's masterclass. It's going to be so good. Thank you so much, Brittany, for jumping on with me today during your solo business retreat. I appreciate it so much. And you're a big role model for me in so many ways as a mom of 2, running her business, creating more capacity, doing the solo retreat. I'm right there behind you. I'm going to plan one soon.
I love it. It's been an honor. Thanks, Allison.
Thank you so very much for tuning in to another episode of You Do Woo. I know that you already have a very full life and that there are literally millions of podcasts that you could be listening to. So I'm super grateful to you for being a loyal listener. And I'm so grateful for you sharing your favorite episodes with friends and family members. That is how we are able to serve more people and raise the collective consciousness and really get the word out on a bunch of these fun spiritual topics that we're talking about. I would love to connect with you. Send me a DM on Instagram at youdowoo, all one word. I'd love to hear how you loved today's episode and just a little bit about you. I can't wait to connect.
Another Sound Off Media Company podcast.
Come on a journey like no other, where you will discover many rogues that will lead you to a happier, healthier, and more stress-free life. And the beauty is, you don't need any vacation time for this adventure. The journey will come to you. Join Avery Rich on your very own journey into yoga. Along the way, she will demystify yoga poses and guide you into a yoga posture or short sequence, all in less than 15 minutes. You have nothing to lose but stress. The Journey into Yoga podcast. It's not for people who like yoga. It's for people who don't like yoga. Follow or subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, or at averyrich.com.